Welcome to this version of America Tonight. Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders. We're going to tee it up this time with Talk Radio News' Jeff Holtzman. Jeff, sorry about the weekend, by the way, and the Washington Redskins getting clobbered by the Eagles, sort of.
I knew you'd take a shot when you had the opportunity, but you know what? I'm used to it now, so...
All right, we'll see. We've discussed this before. The NFC East is no powerhouse anyway, so there's not a lot to celebrate. Speaking of celebrating, they're not celebrating at the White House by any stretch of the imagination. You have to imagine how tense it is over there. And there were, again, a lot of questions about the website today coming out of the press briefing, weren't there?
There are a lot of questions about the website, Kate, healthcare.gov, which is the federally run site. There are reports over the weekend that the administration will consider it to be a success if by the end of this month 80% of folks who use the site can enroll in a health care plan. And that was an interesting story because up until then, you know, neither the White House or HHS or anybody was saying what exactly their target was in terms of getting the website to work. As we know, there are a lot of problems with the site that are ongoing. But the 80% number was actually confirmed at today's press briefing with the White House. Jay Carney, the president's spokesman, said that if you, if two out of every 10 people have problems enrolling by the end of this month, then the administration will consider that, you know, a good deal. But he was asked about that, you know, 2 out of 10 people, when you think about the fact that millions of people are going to be enrolling, that's a lot of people. And what Carney said is that there are other options. You know, people can get on the phone and call a call center to enroll in health insurance, or they can go in person to, you know, a community hospital or a regular hospital and work with a navigator to get enrolled in the law. But the interesting thing about that, Kate, is that even if people go use navigators in person or if they go on the phone, eventually, you know, whoever collects their information is going to have to input that into the website. And Carney didn't really say much about that. Well, you know, the question of whether, well, you know, the website doesn't work for people that, you know, third parties that pass in information. But the White House wants, you know, by the end of November, they want for every 10 people that go on healthcare.gov, they want eight of them to be able to enroll in plan. So I guess the old, you know, saying from Bill Murray, baby steps.
Yeah, baby steps. And the big thing, too, that people are saying on talk shows and opinion pieces and whatnot is, how come nobody's been fired over this? How come with all the fiasco that the rollout was and everything that's happened afterwards, nobody has been pink-slipped? And that was another thing that I believe bubbled up with Jay Carney, right?
Yeah, I mean, there were also reports over the weekend that the administration is definitely looking at changes in terms of shaking up, you know, its management of the healthcare website. Carney was asked about that today, and he gave his standard, you know, I don't have any personnel announcements to announce or reveal. But it's more than likely that there are changes on the horizon. We just don't know exactly who at this point. Obviously, a lot of people are looking at Kathleen Sebelius, the HHS secretary, as someone who should go. But for me, it would seem unlikely. I mean, she's, you know, a cabinet official, and you know, sort of the way things work with the government, at least in recent years, I would be more surprised, Kate, if she was let go, instead of, you know, maybe somebody in middle management, you know, somebody that works either at CMS or HHS, maybe a string of middle managers. That would be my prediction.
What about, what kind of a toll has this taken on the president's approval ratings?
Well, I think the healthcare site has definitely played a role in the fact the president's approval rating is at the lowest levels it's ever been at. According to a new poll done by National Journal, which actually isn't going to be released till Friday, but they put out some early snippets of the poll, and we found out today that the president's approval rating is 38%, which is not good. I mean, it's the lowest that it's been in that poll and the lowest that I've seen in any polls. You know, in the same poll that was taken by National Journal the day after the president was reelected last year, Kate, his approval rating was 54%. Mm. So he's down 16 points over the course of 1 year, and I think a lot of that has to do with the healthcare website. I think it's sort of an albatross at this point that's really stinging him and anybody else, you know, who stands by it or who defends it. Now, the interesting thing also about that poll is that not only is the president seeing his approval ratings go down the tube, so is Congress. Congress traditionally gets pretty low approval ratings. Now, according to that National Journal poll, they're at 9%.
Wow.
9%. which is down 21 points from the same poll last year.
Wow.
And it's kind of hard to imagine Congress even having a 30% approval rating, but 9%. But of course, again, the old saying goes, you know, people love their congressmen, but they hate Congress. So I think that what that is indicative of, in my opinion, is the fact that Congress just hasn't been able to work together, Democrats and Republicans, to pass any big legislation in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I would agree. It's all about the numbers. Jeff Holtzman, TRN, thanks so much.
All right, Kate. Take care.
You too. All right, speaking of numbers, how about this? Some big numbers. The Treasury announces or, in fact, issued $1 trillion in new debt in the first 6 weeks. In the first 6 weeks heading into 14, believe it or not. So, you know, we keep talking about this incredible deficit that we have, and that's what's going to happen. So between October 1st and the first fiscal day of 2014, when we're looking at this, and November 14th, so it was less than a month after Congress agreed to temporarily suspend the legal limit on the federal debt, the Treasury had to issue that money in new debt. New debt. Ugh. It's just crushing to think of that when we talk about the economics of the ACA, a.k.a. Obamacare. Then we look at what we're doing with the monopoly money. It's a wonder how we continue to go down this path, this daily grind. It's unbelievable the complexities of the idiocy coming out of Washington, D.C., especially, you know, when it comes to the monetary system, the Federal Reserve, and the charade that we've seen take place now for well over a decade. I mean, even back before that. But the quantitative easing is frightening. I mean, I am telling you, it is frightening when I look at how much money. Where did that go in this borrowed money? And what do you put that up against with tax revenues, right? And this was from the Daily Treasury statement. The Treasury needed to redeem a crazy amount of money in maturing debt during the first 6 weeks of 2014. So I'm astonished. I guess maybe I shouldn't be astonished, but how we keep walking down the same spiral, because we're not even walking anymore. We're just sinking in a spiral, a wild spiral of debt. And then you watch how much money is being squandered away on things like websites that didn't work, and you start to add up one column. You know, I'm no accountant, but you add up one column, then you add up the other column, and it just is not balancing out. It's not even coming close. And I'm wondering in my lifetime, because we don't know how long we're all going to live, but I wonder if in my lifetime we'll ever see those balanced budgets again. I mean, truly balanced budgets. I'm going to say, yeah, it's kind of iffy. Speaking of accounting, coming up on this hour of America tonight, we're going to talk to an accountant about things, especially if you have a small business, that you can do to avoid the problems of a potential audit. That's with Joe Mastriano. Coming up in this hour of America tonight. Next, they say the debris was strewn about 116 miles away from one housing development. This is those wild tornadoes in Illinois. We got that coming up around the bend.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends GlucoGel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering GlucoGel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy up my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
I go outside and I heard this, like a, it's like a train, like a loud train. I said, this isn't right. I said, it's not thunder, it's not, and it just kept coming.
We had to crawl out through the window well. Just the sight when we came out was amazing. There's just nothing.
Grabbed my daughter and ran. I never let her out of the basement. But...
Yeah, how awful is that? Talking about those wild tornadoes over the weekend, and that, it just is still mind-boggling to me, and I guess it shouldn't be, especially somebody who has been in several tornadoes from the outside and seen what's happened and covered that back in my television news days. But I am just blown away by the massive damage that smashed so many in the Midwest. Six people dead, whole neighborhoods where there is just nothing. The wildest report of all is the debris that was found 116 miles away. That is the power of what a tornado can do. When you're talking EF4, even EF3, that is amazing when you think of the funnel clouds sucking up houses, pieces of houses, lampposts, anything that gets in its way, and having that debris 116 miles away. They have evidence of that because people found stuff. And this has happened before in tornadoes, but this that far away. And that's what it is. And this is Washington, Illinois. Cute little town, like kind of an antiquing town for a lot of people. No longer, because it is flattened. And how do you know? Well, they found, what they find that many miles away? They found a bank slip. They found piano sheet music that had someone's name on it. Pieces of roof. Instructions for a radio clock. The eye of the storm was nasty, 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 and it was just crazy how quickly it sprang up and how immediately people were smart enough to head for their basements. And there were a lot of people with basements because when they came up from the basement, it was nothing but daylight. Nothing but daylight. And this is what people in Plainfield found, knowing because it had addresses of the Washington people on it. That's how you get that 116 miles. They found it. They found little pieces of other people's lives. Wow. And it's going to take a bunch of rebuilding. my friends, to make that town pop up the way it did. I think the main thing is they just have to take it one day at a time, because this is what happens with tornadoes. And there's not much that you can do other than do the insurance dance, go through the rigmarole that you have to go through when you find yourself in that terrible, terrible situation. So this show is kind of like a little of this and a little of that. And we know, as I said to Jeff Holtzman at the top, that it is all about Obamacare and the bombs that keep dropping, because that's what keeps happening when more people discover what it means to them. I guess this was part of what was not understandable to most of the people in America. And listen, we went to Washington 4 times. We talked about the cost. We talked about the rollouts. We asked Democrats and Republicans. We looked at all angles of this. And clearly, that one of the things that we knew was that people were going to be blindsided, meaning older, younger, single, married, divorced, doesn't matter. Across the board, especially in the middle class, you were going to feel the costs of Obamacare. And students are now seeing that. We told you this last week. We had on Horace Cooper from Project 21 to give us the perspective of what he was seeing already happen at a historically black college that buoyed that outside of Washington. And the students being told, well, that $54 a semester for your health care, forget about it. It would be $1,900 for the whole year. At least $900 for a semester. So while everybody's focusing on the individual policies getting canceled, now you have universities and colleges that offer students some bare-bone policies. I can remember we had a great healthcare system when I went to Ohio University, and they did have those plans. So because of the Affordable Care Act, those policies don't hold up. So the universities have to decide, okay, are we going to offer this really expensive plan or just cancel the coverage? Because they know, how are they going to be able to afford it when it's not $50 or $54 a semester anymore? So a lot of the small schools especially are affected by this, because there's no way they can pool that money. And I gave you the example of the University of Maryland that we talked about last week. And that is a good one to use as the example, the Maryland school, because the canceled plan actually offered about $5,000 worth of medical coverage to students for that cheap price, $54 a semester. And there is no other plan that they can offer. So students who needed individual coverage now will have to go onto the Maryland Health Exchange and try to find the coverage that way, because they dropped all the coverage. There's about 6,000 kids, close to 6,000 kids that were part of this, that had the coverage. And so they notified them that it's dropped, that they can't get it. And, of course, the sticker shock is unbelievable. And what they're saying on campuses like that one is they're disappointed. We don't have the money. They can barely afford books. So now you're talking college kids who have been affected. You're talking about other people who had individual plans where they had businesses. So the cost now is just way too much for a lot of people. And what I really wonder is what will happen when more people opt to be fined, to get a fine, because it's $95, rather than get insured. Because the idea was get the healthy people on the health exchanges that are in their 18 to 23-year-olds in some cases, if they couldn't be on their parents, get them in these exchanges, because then the older people, it'll balance out. And the Government Accountability Office found that about 60% of school plans had coverage of $50,000 or less for specific conditions, and then some sort of payout caps, but they're all going to be done by 2014 because they're not going to be able to afford that. And this, think of kids using the health system at school, and so for some that's going to be just a brutal cut. And shopping on the exchanges probably won't work for some of them because it's going to cost them more money. Even if it's a cheap policy, it's still going to end up probably putting many of them in a weird spot. And I think as this continues to roll out, there's going to be more and more people that get disappointed because there's things that they don't realize. There's things that just weren't underreported or just weren't part of talking about Obamacare in the beginning because we were talking about thousands of pages that went into that law. Even the governor of Minnesota said that he's not going to allow people to keep existing insurance plans for another year. And this Governor Dayton said he sent his decision in a letter to the Council of Health Plans, which represents Minnesota's largest insurance companies, and he said he believed Americans should be able to keep existing insurance plans under the federal overhaul. But he said that the state, you know, while he praised the decision, he said the state, you know, is not going to, he said he never said the state was going to grant the extensions because when he went back and realized and was told what it was going to cost, Minnesota can't do that. They already agreed to the insurance rates. They can't do it. They've already revised it. They have no time to revise it. And I think that just like Minnesota, that's going to be the case with most of the other states, too. They talk about the insurance commissioner in Minnesota said the stability of health care there is too great a price to pay for a one-year delay that's being offered. So 140,000 Minnesotans were notified that their existing plans would be subject to major changes under federal laws and that this was the best way to go because they could not risk, even if there's sticker shock, they could not risk the problems associated with changing the whole thing up and trying to let it go for a year. That just absolutely would not work. And as I mentioned, Minnesota is absolutely not going to be the last state to do it. And already some have joined that same discussion and said there's no way we can't put the genie back in the bottle. All right, taxes coming up. We're going to talk about things that you can do. Think about them now as you're getting your stuff together and trying to file quickly. If you own a business, what are the best ways to make sure that you don't get audited? That's coming up next on America Tonight.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We've talked a lot about this great segment for It's Your Business. We're coming up on the end of the year. People are kind of scrambling around trying to look for receipts, figure out what they're doing as far as taxes are concerned. Now, I know some of you are much more streamlined and organized, but I still know a bunch of pretty successful people, frankly, who have a garbage bag full of receipts, and they're trying to figure out what's kosher, what's not, what to look for, what are the write-offs, all that kind of stuff. So Joe Mastriano's in our virtual green room. He is the CPAs of CPAs, and he is going to knock down some pretty big questions for us. Joe, thanks for popping on the show.
Oh, glad to be here.
So, seriously, you're a lot of people listening to this show, and 90% of businesses are made up of what we call small businesses, 500 employees or less. And as I said, some people, and you know this, or you probably have clients like this, are really organized. They get it. You've taught them a few things. But let's say you're headed into this process, and you're all your friends are telling you how they have this write-off, and they have that write-off, and there's don't forget to take this write-off. And I think sometimes people cheat themselves in the opposite direction. What do you see as some of the biggest things, maybe, Joe, people in small business forget to write off? Not the paper clips and the pens and the mailings and all that stuff, but is there some big deductibles maybe that people miss?
Well, mostly people don't have the right approach. It's amazing. I've been in business doing tax returns for over 30 years and helping people with IRS problems. And what people should do is, as it gets to the end of the year, they need to do a sample tax return. People pay a lot of money in interest and penalties because the fourth quarter's estimate is due January 15th. And a lot of people think, oh, well, I have withholding, I don't make quarterly estimates, when if they have additional taxable income, one of the spouses has a side business, or they have profits in the stock market, the awareness of what goes into the return is critically important.
Now, so that's good advice, to do the sample tax return. Now, when somebody puts their, when you put somebody's taxes together, or somebody does it themselves, let's say it's people doing it themselves, And this is what everybody's afraid of. Everybody's afraid of being audited. What are some red flags that could get you audited?
Well, of course. Well, certainly I want to say a lot of people aren't aware that there's free downloads, like TaxAct or some companies will allow you to download for free a full tax return. Mm. And if individuals would just put their W-2s and information in the return and they see how much they would owe, then it might frighten them and it would cause them to go back and, you know, look for more deductions. And with the internet now, you can just Google, end of year deductions that, you might miss or changes in the tax law. And I want to say the government has gotten very sneaky about that. This year, hidden in the Health Care Act is a 3.8% net investment income tax. So it's important to go down the list and check them. Now, as far as auditing, that's the key thing for everybody. You do not want to be audited. I have seen, I get calls every now and then from people who went to the IRS with their CPA, all their receipts, invoices, and canceled checks, and the IRS is still denying the deduction. They are still targeting Schedule C's, all your small business taxpayers, and they're making us feel like we're guilty and we're cheating and leaving it up to us to prove otherwise. So I'm going to give you my four-part program on how not to be audited. Mm-hmm. And I will yes. I don't know one person who has followed this four parts who was audited. It's that strong. Number one, you file an extension. The extension takes you to October 15th. Number two, don't file the return until about a week before that extension date. So forget about your quick refunds. It's not worth being audited. Then by August, the end of August of each year, the IRS has on file the W-2s, 1099s, and K-1s that people file on you. And you can contact them, or my CPA firm does it for people, and you want to know what they have on file for you. Because their matching program, if you don't match those numbers on your return, they will audit you. And when they audit you, they look at all the deposits in your checking account, even your personal account, and they make you prove that it's not income. Gifts from family, money you took out and redeposited, all that has to be proven. So, number one, file the extension. Number two, file it a week before October 15th. Number three, match, get from the IRS everything that's been filed on you for the year and match those numbers on your tax return. Number four, and this is where a lot of people go wrong, they hire these tax preparing shops at the end of the year that are going to give them the biggest deductions. And for years I've been preaching, hire a licensed law firm or a licensed CPA firm because it requires having a knowledge of the tax laws beyond just reading the tax guides and finding out where to put the numbers. So when you have a tax return that's not a very simple case of a W-2 and maybe you itemize, but especially Schedule C's, the IRS is going to question your mileage deductions, your entertainment deductions. You might as well have that return footnoted. For example, if auto mileage is may seem excessive, you want to say taxpayer understands the code and the regulations involved. Taxpayer has all the evidence and documentation. Taxpayer understands the deduction might be high, but it was an ordinary and necessary deduction. And you want to actually footnote the heck out of the return. So if they do select it, they'll put it back and go after somebody else because you're telling them you're aware that it might not be the obvious situation, but that you have all the proof and evidence and understanding. They might as well go chase someone else who doesn't.
Wow. And so by doing this, as you said, you've done this with clients, you've done it long enough, you've seen that it really is almost foolproof, huh?
Yes. And other CPAs I know as well. You know, nobody can predict the future what the IRS might do. But so far, over the years, we don't know one person who has done this who has been audited.
Wow. Correct. What do you think is the biggest? So that's obviously, those are incredible. That, I mean, there you go, folks. There's four things right there, plus some to also download a form yourself and do it so you know what the numbers are. What's the biggest mistake you've seen most people make, Joe?
The biggest mistake is people will still send in a return and play dumb as to, why the deductions are there. They'll have phony Schedule C's. They'll go to preparers, and they won't take the responsibility for what's on the return. And if the deductions look too good to be true, they probably are. And we defended... Go ahead.
You defended somebody that was in this case?
We defended many people in audits that came to my office who had no understanding what was on the return. There's a guy who was arrested a couple of years ago that prepared returns, and we've represented several of his people, and one of his favorite things was he would ask people, have you helped plan any parties for your friends? And if they said yes, they would put, he would put them down as a party planner business on a Schedule C and start taking a bunch of deductions. I'll give you a good example, too. And here, again, the difference between proper professional help and not. Employee business expense. If you're an employee and you have union dues and you need special clothing, there's expenses that you can itemize to take on Schedule A on the itemized deduction form because they're necessary expenses that you have as employees. But the auditors have changed what they want for that. They want you, if they audit you, they want you to get from your employment division in your company a statement saying that your job requires you to spend that. Almost so, you know, you couldn't have the job if you didn't have those expenses. So people put those expenses down, not realizing the level of documentation required. And it's terrible. I see families... contractors, they take in a lot of money for materials, building materials, and they're barely feeding their family. They're left with, $30,000, $40,000 for the year. The IRS comes in and they disallow documents for the cost of the materials, and they now have another, $20,000 of taxes to pay, and they're barely making it in the first place, and they're legitimate expenses.
Wow. Oh, crazy stuff. All right, this is great advice. Joe Mastriano, we'll have to have you back on again. Killer IRS representative down there in Houston. Check it out. You have a website. What website can we go to?
They can just Google Killer IRS and get to it, but the website is taxproblem.org. It's one word, taxproblem.org. And we have a free download on the website with very valuable information. Many of the things that I've discussed.
All right, awesome. We'll check that out, Joe. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Glad to be here, and I'd love to come back and share more stories and more tips so that people are not victims.
Yep, we'll do it again. Thanks. Thanks, Joe.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Certainly on this show, we welcome all insomniacs, but a lot of third shifters have a different kind of sleep anyway. And when you sleep during the day, it's so much different than what the norm is. When people go to bed at 10, 11 o'clock, and then they wake up at 6 o'clock and whatnot. But I think everybody's body clock is so different. What is the one thing that ruins a good night's sleep? What is it? We're going to talk to lighting expert Richard Hansler, who's the author of a new book, Pregnant, New Baby, Needs Sleep, and the director of Lighting Innovations Institute at John Carroll University. Thanks so much, Richard, for jumping on ATN with us. We know we have a lot of people who have strange sleeping patterns and all could use some great advice on how to get a good night's sleep. And it looks like you may have uncovered one of the main things that people can do. So we appreciate you joining us here on ATN.
Well, thanks for the invitation. I welcome the chance to talk with your viewers, listeners, on the subject of sleep. It's one that I've spent quite a bit of time studying for the last number of years.
So let's talk about sleeping cycles. And I mentioned talking about the light and what does light do? Like, what's the difference? Somebody asked me this today, knowing you were coming on. Asking that you should explain to all of us, what's the difference between blue and white light and their effect on how we sleep, on our sleep cycles?
Well, it turns out that there are special sensors in our eye that were only discovered in 2001 that control the body clock. And the body clock, in turn, controls the production of melatonin, which is the sleep hormone, so that it was discovered that these special sensors that have nothing to do with vision, but rather control this circadian rhythm, the daily pattern of life, respond most strongly to the blue part of the spectrum. White light is made up of all the different colors, and it's the blue part of the spectrum that excites these special sensors that set the timing of the internal clock.
Yeah, so when you talk, you mentioned it. What? Explain more about melatonin. I think there's some confusion about that.
Well, melatonin is produced by the body in the pineal gland. The way we evolved, we were in 12 hours of light and 12 hours of darkness. And in our present society, hardly anybody gets 12 hours of darkness anymore. Maybe we get 7 or 8. And the way this process evolved, when the eyes first saw light in the morning, that resets the biological clock. And 12 hours later, if you're in darkness, the body will start producing melatonin. And melatonin not only helps you sleep, it is also very beneficial in other health aspects, so that the body can make melatonin for about 12 hours a night if we're in darkness, but because of our society, we only make it for much less. And that's why this business with blue light is so important. Turns out that the newer sources of light, like the fluorescent lamps and LED lamps, produce more blue light than the old-fashioned incandescent light.
Yeah, so the idea is you're trying to get a gentle type of light source, am I correct, to try to help the sleep-deprived? If you have a big problem with this, and I know a lot of people that have a problem with this, that's what they should look for, correct?
Right. Back in 2005 at John Carroll University, we developed light bulbs that don't make blue light and eyeglasses that block blue light. And this subject of sleep is most important for new mothers and pregnant women. While pregnant women frequently have to get up during the night to go to the bathroom, if they expose their eyes to ordinary light, it upsets their flow of melatonin, essentially shuts it down, and also tends to reset her circadian rhythm. Both of these things disrupt her sleep pattern, and this can be very detrimental. It's hard enough when a woman becomes larger, it's hard enough to sleep without messing up your sleep by exposing your eyes to light. That's why I wrote the book, and it's especially for pregnant women and new mothers.
What about, and thinking about this, you know, we have a lot of people listening to us with the time our show's on, that there are a lot of people that get sort of that third shift sleep. What happens to those of us, and there's 50 million people, at least in the United States, they say, that work deep into the night, so they don't get to bed until 4, sometimes 5 o'clock in the morning. Pretty tough when everybody else is up moving around, and also there's more light pouring into your windows and whatnot. So are you finding it's still the same thing, that the gentler light is what you still need to search for?
Right. That's what we why we invented these products. They're available at a website, lowbluelights.com, and we recommend these products for people that have these unusual schedules where they're up half the night or more.
Low blue lights. We're definitely gonna try that for sure here. I think many of us on this show. It's tough too. As you say, the circadian rhythm. That's in tying that and doing the history, going back in history and looking at it. It's different because people had 12 hours sleep, like you said, or they had 12 hours of darkness. You know, the other thing is, and I suppose it's the same theory. There were so many people that also. In places like Alaska, you know, where they have that time of year where it's daylight all the time, it has to be pretty tough on them as well. So as you're emphasizing pregnant women and women with new babies, this also, Doc, really has spread, I think, to many nooks and crannies of the land. And I think it even, a lot of people, it hurts that have depression because they can't get the right kind of sleep. If your sleep patterns are off, Doesn't that add to depression?
Yes, it does. And the so-called SAD, seasonal affective disorder, that many women in particular have in the wintertime is a result of their circadian rhythm being out of sync with the clock on the wall. And they still have melatonin present in the morning that's left over from the night before. That's why light therapy helps them. But we also feel that if they use our products in the evening and start the flow of melatonin at an earlier hour, that this will allow it to finish by the time they get up. So this is an alternative supplemental treatment for the condition called SAD.
Yeah, so in depression, it's also, you mentioned this because women getting bigger in pregnancy, but we've got people who are heavier with obesity patterns. We also know that I've been told that light has a big influence on cancer. Tell us about those two things. What's the influence on cancer, the light influence on cancer?
Well, melatonin is not only the sleep hormone, it's also a powerful cancer fighter. And we think that and there's a lot of evidence from this, from animal studies and also nurses, for example, that work night shift have about double the cancer rate, breast cancer rate, as women who don't work night shift. And prostate cancer is also higher among shift workers. And we think the reason is that because of exposure to light, people that work night shift do not produce as much melatonin. Blind women who maximize their melatonin because they don't respond to light, they make melatonin for 12 hours a night, and they have about half the incidence of breast cancer as women that have normal vision.
Wow, such interesting stuff, the impact of light on so many of us for so many different reasons. And, you know, who knew? I think a lot of us were very clueless when it came to that. All right, Richard Hansler, the book Pregnant, New Baby, Needs Sleep, check it out. And also that website, lowbluelights.com. I was looking at some of that. That'd be great for people who are really struggling and trying to get a good night's sleep. Richard, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.